What are some of the different ways that we can respond, or if you want to put it this way, react when the waiting is hard? And, you know, it's good for us to think about how things should be going ideally. Well, I'm waiting, and hey, I'm just waiting. Sometimes, you know, it's not as easy as at other times, but, you know, I'm still waiting. I'm hanging in there. Okay, that's good. But again, now, this is the program where we really encourage each other to engage in real talk. Come on, let's just be real. When it gets very hard, I mean, we've been waiting whatever we perceive to be a long time for whatever it is we've been waiting for. And let's face it, some of us may have been waiting for a number of changes in our lives. And we could point to quite a few of them and say, these are some legitimate needs. Maybe physical health. Maybe mental health. Maybe the salvation of a loved one. A job change. A financial release. Any number of things. Persecution has been hot and heavy for years. And you're ready for a change. How do we sometimes respond? Sometimes our response is really okay. I mean that. You know, there are people who wait well. And when I say wait well, they really do have attitudes, mental dispositions that really please God. But you know what? My guess is there are quite a few of us whose attitudes sometimes please God and sometimes displease God. And sometimes displease God big time. When we're not doing so well, when we're not waiting well, what's going on with us? Sometimes we grow very impatient, very impatient. And even though we may not say it out loud, we may think to ourselves, we may think out loud, God is just taking too long. Is he really God? We may begin to question who he is. Is he really stronger than my circumstances? Is he really able to do anything about all these people who keep causing me all this trouble for nothing just because of what's in their hearts? Is he really strong enough? Does he even know how to change my financial circumstances? You know, sometimes it can go beyond us just being occasionally impatient. Because, you know, sometimes for a lot of us, it is sort of like a roller coaster ride. We're not always impatient. We're just not always patient either. Sometimes, even though things are really, really tough, we just cruise on through. And I mean, no attitudes, we're just cruising on through. But at other times, it can get to the point where we can get, let's just face it, angry. I mean, we are mad. And sometimes we're mad at the people who are causing the problems. Nothing wrong with that as long as we don't harbor resentment and grow bitter. At some point, we need to let that anger go. Sometimes we're angry at God. And even though the anger at God is understandable, yes, We can understand why you would be angry. We can understand that you would say, hey, you know what? God does have the power to change this, and he hasn't changed it. And now I'm mad at God because he's taken so long to change it. The anger is truly understandable, but when it comes to directing our anger towards God, I'm not sure it's ever justifiable. Understandable, yes. Justifiable, I'm not so sure. Because for us to get to a point where we make a decision to be angry at God, think about what that suggests. Think about some of the underlying thoughts. You're taking too long. We've made a judgment that God is taking too long. What does that say? Does that mean that we are wiser than God and he should be taking his cues from us as to how long he lets our change, how long he allows it to take before our change comes? What are we saying to God and about God when we decide to become angry at him? And sometimes we can become so angry and we can remain angry so long that that anger leads to bitterness. And then that bitterness can cause us to begin to lash out at God. We may or may not say ugly things to God with our mouths, but oh, what we say to God with our hearts and with our minds. Because you got to remember, he reads our hearts better than we read any book. He reads our minds better than we read any magazine. And we become bitter. And so when someone begins to say something positive about God, we've been bitter towards him for so long that when they begin to say something positive about him, we begin to say something negative about him. Maybe he let a loved one die. We spent weeks, maybe months, praying that that loved one would receive a supernatural healing from God because we knew the medical professionals were doing all they could, but they were not going to be able to turn this situation around. And barring a miracle, our loved one was going to die. We spent months believing God was going to turn that situation around. And because we were so confident that he was going to turn it around, we began praising him, thanking him, worshiping him, honoring him in advance. Because we knew he was going to give us the miracle we had been asking for. And the miracle did not come. Our loved one died. First, confusion sets in. Then anger. If we let that anger fester long enough, it becomes bitterness. And we find ourselves just lashing out at God. Someone says something positive about him, and we say something negative about him. We don't ever say to him, you let me down. You had me believing you were going to perform that miracle, and you didn't do it. You let me down. You disappointed me. We don't often say that to God, although he'd be okay with it if we did. And we'd probably do a lot better emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, and physically. If we did say that to him, you can say something like that to God and still say it respectfully. It's in your heart, in your mind anyway. Why not get it out? God, I'm angry at you. But deep down inside, I know I shouldn't be. So help me. Help me with my attitude towards you. See, that's the way we could handle it. But instead, we lash out. Someone says something positive about God, and we say something negative. We have an opportunity to speak up in behalf of God, and we refuse to say one word. have a chance to share with someone. A very encouraging word from Scripture that can help that person. But because it would shine a positive light on God, we won't do it. We just clam up and refuse to say anything, not out of fear of how that person will respond to us if we do say something biblically based that will encourage them, but because we don't want God to be glorified, because we're still mad because he let our loved one die. He let us down. And now we're going to get back at him. Sometimes that's the way we respond when we're waiting for relief from the pain of having lost a loved one. I'll be right back.